The Earl of Darrington was hunting. He shifted his stance on the quarter-deck as the ship pitched in the treacherous storm. He squinted into the driving rain at the black outline of his quarry. Captain Escalito was rumoured to be in these waters. Given the recent discovery of a wrecked ship and murdered crew, dare believe the tale. Escalito had been terrorising the high seas for more than a decade. He was known to make a series of calculated strikes on valuable treasure ships and then disappear for years at a time, presumably enjoying his riches.
"Is it Escalito?" asked Mr. Everett, his first mate.
"No," responded Dare, the ship finally near enough to determine her identity. "It's the Jade, a French privateer."
"Even better," muttered Everett with some relief.
No one had ever gone against Escalito and lived. A French privateer would make a handsome prize, though no doubt it would prove a worthy adversary. Darrington's ship, the Lady Kate, was as fast as she was tough and was gaining on the French frigate. Dare surveyed his domain, ensuring his experienced crew was at quarters and ready.
"Run out your gun! Prime!"
Men scurried to obey Darrington's command with skill and precision.
"Aim high, aim for the masts. Fire!"
Darrington shouted the command as the French frigate came into range. Explosions blasted through the raging storm. The Lady Kate shuddered with excitement at the simultaneous blast and recoil of the cannon. Acrid smoke rolled down the decks, a stench not even the torrential downpour could wash away.
"Over again, lively now."
Darrington had trained his crew to fire as well as any ship of the line, and a moment later, Lady Kate's guns were singing again in an orderly and deadly chain. The ships passed out of range, and Darrington gave the command to come about for a second pass at their enemy. He held up a hand to block the rain from his face, evaluating the damage to the enemy ship. The main topmast of the Jade had shattered and was hanging limply, dragging in the ocean over the port side. The crew on the enemy frigate scrambled to cut themselves free of the broken mast, which was slowing their craft considerably.
"Looks like they're making a run for it, but we got 'em, sir," said Everett with a grin.
Darrington squinted into the storm. He had not earned the reputation for being a feared privateer by being foolhardy. While other captains were all flash and bluster, he was sombre, steady, and had never failed to take a prize after he set his sights on one.
"No, Mr. Everett," replied Darrington calmly. "They are waiting for us."
Everett squinted into the storm.
"Well, I'll be damned. You're right."
The French ship had allowed her sails to continue to drag in the waves and slow them down, so they could line up their cannon for a direct shot down Lady Kate's bow. That French captain was a tricky one.
"Hard larboard,"
commanded Darrington.
"Captain?" Everett gasped. "Hailing so fast, she'll broach."
"She'll hold."
His ship, a quick frigate named for his sister, was tough as steel and resilient as the lady for whom she was named. Kate would never go down without a fight, and neither would his ship.
"Hard larboard."
Whatever the misgivings of his crew, his command was carried out immediately. Dare had led these men for years. He trusted them as they trusted him.
"Hold tight and ready the port side,"
commanded Darrington, grasping the railing of the quarterdeck as the ship pitched. Frigid ocean waves crashed over him, but he remained firm. The ship groaned and strained, but they were coming around the enemy ship. Instead of sailing into a trap, they were the ones coming up from behind. They were so close now he could hear the shouts of the men on the enemy ship. By the time the Jade's crew realized what he was doing, it was too late to correct their mistake.
"Fire!"
shouted Darrington. Cannons roared, and the main mast on the enemy ship shattered and fell. The ship was crippled, but still dangerous. Grappling hooks flew from the deck of the Lady Kate, bringing the wounded Jade close enough to board.
"Boarders, follow me!"